Guys, I want us to talk about something that we love, but we also have mixed feelings about it.
As well. Oh.
We love to hate it. Would that be right?
Yeah.
Ladies, this one is for you. Mm-hmm. Baby showers.
Ish.
What about baby showers? Let's put it down.
Baby shower planning drama.
Ish.
Oh. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
Let's put it this way. I've never had a baby.
Okay.
So I've never had a baby shower of my own.
Okay.
So before we talk about the planner, which seemed like what I used to do, let's talk about your guys' experiences of your own baby showers.
Okay.
Right? You had your own experience of a baby shower. So did you, Ghosty?
Yes.
Nolu?
Yeah, so my baby shower, so usually when someone plans a baby shower for you, you're not involved in the planning.
Okay.
So I wouldn't
know. Was that a choice though?
No, I wasn't given an option much.
Would you have liked to be part of it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I preferred it that way. I love surprises, and that's how it was for me. Mm. So I don't know if any drama happened there, but I believe nothing happened.
Of course it did.
Of course it did.
What do you think this is?
Nothing happened.
Okay.
Everybody's still together.
Oh, wow.
We're still all friends. They love your baby.
Goes to yours.
Me, on the other hand, because I love surprises, but for that, because I've seen so much issues, I was like, guys, I want to be part of it. But be part of the planning. Yes, the nitty gritty details can be obviously to the friends on how the day goes. But I knew of the day. I knew of who was invited. I knew who had RSVP'd, who hadn't, and all. But there was still a little bit of drama. A lot of drama. But anyway, it was
a little bit of drama. A lot of drama.
It couldn't have been a little bit of drama. So obviously, you know who's going to be there because they ask you who your friends are. Isn't that fair enough? I think that's fair enough. But all the other minor. Okay, not minor.
Yeah, that's what actually detail. I'm getting at. Is that like which part of the baby shower were you part of?
Really just the guest list.
Okay.
Oh.
It was just the guest list. And then they asked for my partner, baby daddy's numbers.
Because he must also have something.
Was it also the thing that he had to contribute?
I don't know. Don't
go there yet, guys, because we're going to get there.
Okay.
So we're still finishing up the conversations of the part where you were not responsible for your baby shower and you assumed that there was no drama, which let me tell you this for free, there was drama.
Guys, there was no drama. Look at me. Do I look like a dramatic person?
You're not, but your people's
there. People are protecting just like you, baby girl.
Hello. That's the whole point.
They were protecting you.
That's the whole point.
Focus on your baby.
So did they ask you which venue you'd like your baby shower to be? Was it a venue one?
Yes, it was a venue one. Also because my friends know that I'm a liker of things.
So with this venue being a restaurant?
Yeah.
How are those baby showers, girls?
They are amazing. So mine actually was not just any type of restaurant. It was like a tea garden setup.
So it was absolutely gorgeous. Okay.
Like absolutely gorgeous.
Ghosty? Yours?
Also kind of the same. It was a venue. It's like a restaurant within a park. So it had that garden vibes, you know. Yeah,
our people are in sync. Yeah.
Okay.
No drama.
Now, the planners. This is just a card.
This is just a game.
This
is just a spreadsheet. This is just Excel.
Now, guys,
I want to know, how did you then sort of decide who is responsible for what? Like, who is the one who comes up with the baby shower? So for your friends, do they come to you and say, listen, I'm taking onus right now and I'm the one who's going to host your baby shower? Or do you say, Chomi, I feel like maybe you should be the one who hosts my baby shower?
No, my friends take onus.
But remember, we have different friends though, Nolu.
I know, but whoever called me first, and if you know your strength, guy, you don't call me if you know that you don't know how to plan.
Yes.
And you know that you can't deliver on the things that I like. I wouldn't do that for you either. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
So the ones that knew what to do, they did the calling and things happened.
Okay. Your side?
I think the same. I remember with my side, it was a discussion. I knew about it. I knew the planning process. It's just like the nitty-gritties literally of the day, but I knew everything that was happening. Nothing was a surprise.
For us who are planning the baby shower, right? Because I've planned a few of my two maximum, and I'm never going to do it again because
Why are you never going to do it?
You pregnant ladies are the worst. And your friends are shit people. Okay?
Maybe they're saying the same thing about you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm a shit person. So it doesn't
they
really
hate
help.
You.
100%. I tried to plan a baby shower before for friends, which I did, and I successfully did that with her mom. So no stress there. You know, nine good. Times we invite the friends that we need to invite, and her mom was also quite receptive on the things that she wanted to have, you know. Sure. So she would say, I'll take care of the tent because it was at home, which I kind of prefer those kind of baby showers, okay. Not so much a venue one. Mm-hmm. She'll do the thing, she'll do the catering, etc. Those things were kind of taken care of, which made it that much easier.
Yeah.
So does it make me a petty person on one of the other baby showers where we call the baby daddy? And we said,
I honestly have mixed feelings about that.
Me too.
Have mixed feelings about that. Firstly, if you're trying to do something for me,
don't have it too much.
Are you doing it for me? Because if it's coming from my partner, and especially if I live with my partner,
okay,
then it means
it's coming from
me.
You. Okay.
You know? But if I'm not living with my partner, okay, maybe that's the other 50% that
sure.
I understand. So that's where my 50-50 is.
Okay.
What
your
about
take
you?
On this one?
You know what? I feel like it gets very tricky. It's one thing if baby daddy is forthcoming to the friends and like, hey, are you guys doing a baby shower? How can I help? I get it. But in instances when friends are contacting baby daddy, so it's almost like you want to do an event and do this hoo-ha of whatever in the expense of baby daddy. Like as if it becomes also very like...
This is where also the tricky part lies for me as well. Mm. So I then almost feel like if we do a baby shower and not tell him, we're almost overstepping and we are overlooking him and the part that he plays. Because I get it, remember,
not
it took
really,
two to tango.
Though.
But so if we say we're going to, more so especially if we're going to have it at your house, you know, it's one of those things that needs a discussion or maybe a notification. You know, listen, this is what we're going to do. And for me, if I was to say to you, this is what we're going to do, can we please use the backyard? Is there anything that you would like to contribute to the baby shower? And I'll obviously put a disclaimer. It's okay if you do nothing, but this is what we want to do as friends. Mm. Can we either use the backyard or can we take your wife for however long? This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it sort of gives them an option, sure.
Yeah.
But it also gives the part where we're saying, if you would like to contribute, we would really love if you would contribute.
here's what I like about your approach. You're not forcing him to be part of it.
Absolutely.
You have a plan,
absolutely,
which is different from us saying that we are going to plan a baby shower for Ghosty, and the first person that we call is Ghosty's man.
Exactly. Like, oh, okay, so everything is going to cost us 50,000.
Sure,
so with your spreadsheet and everything, we've worked out the venue cost, the food cost, and everything cost. And then we say, okay, we are short here. How's about then we... You know? But also, it can't be a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, like 15,000. And you're there.
What, 15,000 is a ridiculous amount?
Yo. For a baby shower?
Yo.
Kumkidi, babes. Kumkidi. As kitten.
Not at a baby shower. That's
like lobola. That's lobola. Like down payment fast right now.
15,000. Baby shower.
Maybe that's another topic for another day.
No, it's a topic for today. How much is your baby showers?
Too extravagant.
Aye, guys, your
heart. Hey, how much is your baby showers? And I get, I'm talking as someone, not if I have a baby shower, I'm telling you now.
Okay.
I'm having a destination baby shower.
Okay.
No patala.
So who'd be the baby daddy?
That's another story.
Who you vibing with?
About Namd. She did say, Anamd.
Public knowledge. Public knowledge.
IVF baby loading. But we're not there.
We're not there.
But Mamelantis,
I would need
the baby shower cannot cost 15,000 at
so how
any
much would
point.
Your baby showers cost, guys? And remember, you said yes, yours was a surprise because you like surprise, but more or less when you get it. Because remember, guys.
True.
And like I said, if we're going to have a baby shower, we're going to have good food because we're there the majority of the day. And that's what I don't like about you people who want to host your baby showers. No. Can we at least, since we're going to be there the majority of the day, can we at least have a decent meal to eat?
Of course.
Right? And this includes proper catering. So maybe not necessarily catering, but if we're going to cook at home. And that means we need solid food. We need proper quality food.
Mamela, this is where your spreadsheet comes in.
Mm.
You know, things things will fit into your budget.
Okay.
If you have 7,000 rand budget, trust me, you would not be looking at a 15,000.
Y'all's baby showers are 7,000 rand?
Guys, I'm just saying, by the way. But I'm saying, okay, if you have 7,000, you would not look beyond that. You will find things that work within the 7,000. It's ridiculous, guys, to pay for a 15,000 rand baby shower. How many people are there first? Let's start there. Maybe the numbers will tell us.
Luna khanti le bo rose petals, the bo nono events. Le re ke bokae khanti. Cuz they are on their own. Just their carpet is 15,000. Okay. Their cutlery is another 25. Okay, that's me being a little bit facetious.
I want my friend that also doesn't have a job, my friend that doesn't earn so much, to also be able to come to my baby shower and not 100%. Feel intimidated by not having the 2,000
that
rand.
Is also another chat that is very important.
This is not fair.
Thank you.
The part where we're having baby showers and there are contributions, I get it, we all need to contribute, right? And that is the part that affects our friends who are unemployed or our friends who are not necessarily earning that much.
Sure.
How do we work that around? So say, example, what we want to do is sitting on that realm of 7,000 rand, but we all need to take out a 450 rand or however much it is per contribution, right?
Yeah.
It tends to be a little bit tricky.
Yes.
Okay, for your friend who's not working, because even a 450 is quite
lot.
A steep amount.
Yeah.
How do we maneuver that to make sure that we include your friend who is unemployed or who doesn't necessarily have money or is going through a tough time, etc., without... Because here's the thing, I get, your other friends will be very judgmental.
Yeah.
True.
Your other friends will be like, oh, so ubuang. And it's always the ones who don't take out anything that have the loudest mouths. So how do we include that friend of yours who's got it? Yeah, my friends is working. Thank God. All of them is of a good payslip.
Payslip.
And the dead.
But family could be a different story, right? Because you also have to include family in this.
Yeah.
So how do you then make sure that you include and encompass these friends? And I'm asking now for advice because I'm going to have more baby showers that I'm going
to. Okay. Oh, so now you're open to the idea of actually helping. IVF.
Thanks to Nono Events. No, but I mean, I'm hosting. As in, I would be the one who's doing it for a friend.
Oh, okay.
So things like that. How do you tackle a friend who's not working or a family member who's not working who also definitely needs to know about it? But also, Luena, you chose a destination there in Harties. How is your cousin going to get to Harties?
Exactly. You know your Harties is there.
When she's in Naline,
Eastern Cape.
You know, from my experience, I think that because we'll be different groups, right? It's different groups of friends.
Mm.
And between the three of
us... Please, Selave. But anyways,
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, leave me with the gloves.
This is the girl who was born in a vestry.
We don't have to take it there. I call baby shower vestry.
Okay, there we go. You say.
But in our different groups of friendships, I want to believe that there would be that one person who would contact the planner and be like, Mamela man, ungayinga mandla. You know, okanye, if this one doesn't come forward, we will cover her. Because we know, I mean, you need to find a way to be able to communicate these things.
So what is the tact? How do we
really
do that?
I really don't know, but because I'm a very straightforward person, I would straight up call you and be like, listen, Ukosti does not have money. She's not in a position to give you money right now. But if whatever she has, accept it. Ask no questions.
All right.
You agree with that?
To a certain extent. But I like to... Let's have options. Let's not come to the group, to everybody, with one option.
Sure.
The option of sifuna I baby shower. You are the friend. I need to know we are sebenza with your five girls. But remember that I've got also like another 10 who are not working.
And we can be a little bit classist.
Exactly.
And I admit that. So the ones who work can 100% be quite insensitive to those who don't.
Yeah, 100%. Very much. You know my side. I like big things. I like, oh my God,
lights,
camera, action.
But you've got a friend or a cousin or a family member who's not necessarily...
Whom I'm very humble to. 100%. They know me as... I noma ekhaya ekhaya sizobheka ujeqa nekabishi kuzoba mnandi silethe nama gifts ethu akaphepha no problem. No, so it's like let's give options. Have that discussion with all like I think draw in a family member, even that best friend who's who's head planner must be like, "Hey, you know what? Connect me with one of your cousins that you speak that you speak say you always talk about, you understand?" So it's almost like let's have and not only for the friends who've got money to only think they can actually have a separate baby shower that they want to take you out on if they really want to give you this classy big. But be humble enough to say, okay, we also have to accommodate. Okay, since you ghost is from Soweto or whoopi na whoopi, let's also...
Yo, lala, pisa, luna, lady, baby showers, luna, and your people who are 105 who want to be invited and others who don't, because now we don't know
exactly. Where... That's also another so that's thing. It can't be 105 people yourself. In a baby shower. Yeah.
But what I'm saying,
like that was an example. That's, I know, but it's also a sign.
Below. But remember, no, your mom is like also that. Quite excited. So your mom is saying, "Kaubizus ban needs to come from wherever,
and that's
whoever."
When, and that's you the say, problem. Guys, if family, my bene baby shower yayo, it show me zene baby shower yayo.
I'm a colleagues.
Who would say that? Me, your friend.
No, not you. Not you. You would say that because everybody's contacting you.
Yes. Okay.
So you'd be the one. You know what, Mama? Ni by 100. So out of this 100, 20, yayo, 20, yayo,
J.
Just book me.
Okay.
J. Yeah, this is the days I'm available. Book me.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if we're having 100, then it's really going to be a 15,000 rand baby shower.
Yeah, it would be. Honestly, we need to slaughter a cow at this rate.
So outside of COVID, okay, not outside of COVID because you can't run away from that. But right now, say you had to have a COVID baby shower. How many people are
enough
people?
Didn't you love the COVID baby showers that drive by? Eh? They you were just amazing. Sit by your
Nobody
gate.
Was getting pregnant. My people were pulling out.
No, actually, I didn't attend one, unfortunately.
I did attend one.
You did, you?
I did. And I was in the planning.
Oh,
I actually almost forgot by. About that.
You planned that?
Yeah, I was in
How
the
was that?
No, but I was a silent planner.
Oh. What is a silent planner again?
No, no, not entirely silent, but I wasn't in the forefront of it all. But I was there.
You just sent the location where people must drop off
their kids. Okay,
guys. Yes, definitely. Yes, I'd contribute to this. I'd ask questions. I'd say, no, guys, let's rethink this. I was there within, but not... that vocal like I would be because of past experiences.
I past love experiences baby shower being? But baby
being baby shower drama.
Baby shower.
So you never had, remember?
Ghost I never had personally, but I've planned baby showers for other people that have had drama.
And that had dramas. Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be mine that has drama.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, as I think now, I have a friend of mine, she's a best friend of mine, and if she gets pregnant, I'm going to have to plan her baby shower. Mm. But there's a friend of hers who honestly wants me dead on a stick. Oh, and wow. I don't know what the hell I did. She wants me dead on a stick. I don't care. But point is, there are those friends.
What did you do? Apologize.
No, I was my friend's friend. That's what I did.
I apologize.
Because you'll have those friends
need
also.
To apologize.
But you'll also have those friends, right? The friends who will hate your friend because they are the ones who are planning the baby shower.
Oh, yeah.
And you said you didn't have the drama. Ghosty, I know you've had the drama.
Yes.
What kind of drama did you have in your baby shower? Was it because someone took over the reins to plan a particular part of the baby shower or the entire thing?
I think it was just miscommunication. And obviously, you see how maybe family and friends, it just ends up, the communication didn't go good. I think that's
it's
the...
It's always communication, I promise you. And, and reading too
because
much
what's
family
communication? We're throwing around this English word. Getting communication.
For me,
more so in black
for
people's
For me, if we are in a group, a WhatsApp group, because yeah, that's where most baby showers are planned, communication for me would be misreading the tone of my text. That's been the biggest thing for me. You just... read it in another way that made you go, who does she think she is? She thinks she's better. She thinks she knows better. I'm going to come for her and show her.
Okay.
And that time you're like, guys, let's just get 3 quotations from 3 different suppliers.
Sure.
Yes.
And choose the best one for all of
but
us.
But they're already convinced with that one quotation.
No events.
Yeah.
Ish.
And we can't have all afford
us on petals. Rose Petals is their subscriber.
And I throw you a free baby shower. I hope they do.
I hope
and
they
you
do.
You invite all of us.
You know?
I see you guys.
And there'll be no drama.
I hope not.
There can't be if they're planning it.
So when you know about the drama, Ghosty more so, you knew about your own drama in your baby shower. How did you sort it out? Was it any of your business? Did they put on their big girl panties and sort their issues out?
I guess it's to separate the two. Family have their own friends have their own. Mm. It was to
is that what
the
they
two.
Did? Or yes. is that what you had suggested happened once the baby shower was done?
Once the drama happened.
Okay.
It's that separate the two.
Okay.
Like, okay, let everyone be.
And no one felt out in any way?
No.
Now we discuss the venue. Ish. Right. Because the venue is also quite an issue.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh. We, your friends who like champas on a Wednesday, want to go to River Meadow, example. That's quite far.
Mm-hmm. Or just even having champagne at the venue. Now the family, because we know you as the church girl. Why
does she want a drink? No. How do you decide on a venue? How do you then decide, this is how we're going to do it? This is where we're going to be, because it's central for everybody in my life. It's central for my family. If we're having a joint baby shower, is that something that you guys had spoken about? Because that was the drama for me. The drama was, it's too far. Nobody has transport. And to be honest, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I get the transport. That is not what I am doing. The only thing I'm transporting is your cake, my friend. I am transporting is your balloons, my friend, or your flowers. That's it.
So the venue thing, firstly, mine was very far from where I stay. But also because I said I'm a liker of things, I don't mind traveling to a place that's going to make me happy. Right?
Okay.
So also, guys, let's also not be petty about things. Like, if you know that there are people that don't have cars, let's just lift each other, man.
Mm.
Look at you.
You are Tebi.
Tebi? What did I say?
You don't have to say anything.
No. I'm just celery.
I saw your eyes. Your eyes said there shall be nobody who gets a lift from me.
Yeah, we give lifts. And
guys,
then
let's give each other lifts. That guys, but like really, let's not be petty. Because at the end of the day, Ghost is our friend and we all want it. In fact, it's not about you, it's about Ghost.
Yeah. Like I grew up with her, you know?
It's simple as that. There. It's not about you. Even the friend of the friend that wants you dead on a stick, it's not about you two. It's
exactly.
about your friend. So
that's
do
when
the baby
you need
shower
to put
and
in the big girl panties and just move.
Work together. You don't have to talk about anything else but the baby shower.
I want to know though, guys, like, is there still a need for baby showers?
That's also another thing.
Like, honestly, if you know you're making a baby, why do you want us to be part of? Like, what's the...
Here's something beautiful I experienced. Sorry to cut you.
No problem, baby.
In that thing, Yoba, what, do we still need baby showers? There's a friend of mine. She did her own baby shower. Like, she invited all of us.
Mm.
And I was like, in awe. Like, I'm still blown away by
it. Nice.
She did her own baby shower. She was like, guys.
Because you know you're damn pregnant.
Come to my place. I'm inviting you. It's my baby shower. Come through. If you have a gift, you don't have a gift, just come through. It's going to be just women having discussions about anything and everything under the sun.
That's beautiful.
She did her own, guys.
I've
never experienced such a thing until then.
But
then people
also, getting pregnant in other people's expense.
No, that's not what it is. That's not what it is, right? And I'm now flipping the coin on this. I don't think that's what it is, right? Because a baby shower is essentially a welcoming of a baby, a celebration of the life that's to come.
But they want a stocky prem.
Yeah, I can read levels of your friendships.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you will know.
But I also know who to ask for the stocky prem from.
Yeah, you know.
Like, you don't just ask for stocky prem from church.
But also remember they have
gifts. I'm going to give you a Bible, my first Bible for the baby.
My first reading
book. Accompany baby. Wait.
Have a baby.
I mean, now there's gift registers, right? So that's quite easy. You can decide what it is.
It's demanding.
No, it's not demanding, guys. You see, that's also... It's the practicality of it. Cool. So we've gone past the reason why we're having baby showers and why we think baby showers are still quite relevant. A child is a gift. There are many people who suffer and there are many people who unfortunately cannot, you know, produce is the wrong word.
Yeah.
What's the word? They're not necessarily people who are fertile, right?
Fertile.
And can have babies. And there are people, example, who are celebrating their rainbow babies.
Mm.
And those are things that also need to be celebrated as well. And that's why we'll have a baby shower, be it lavish, be it not. It's what we can afford as friends, because we're celebrating the life that was able to, you know, be born. Well, not necessarily be born, but we were able to carry full term, you know, because for some people, it's not necessarily... it's not a thing for them. They are unable to.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're celebrating lives, and I think baby showers for that regard will always be relevant.
Okay.
The sure. gift registry part also. I don't think you absolutely can disagree with me on this one. I do not think it's demanding. Here's what I think. Gift registries are practical. Cool. Whether you can get there or not, because remember, it's babysitter, it's whether you can get to it.
True.
Cool. Sure. So I have a gift registry on things that I know I will use, because I'm the one who gets there and says, toot, prem, toot, nook, toot, pump. Mm. Those are things I know I will use. Mm. And surely, you guys, when you get someone a gift, you're trying to get them something that they will use.
Practice.
You do not want to get me a baby chair. If it's something I don't care, maybe a baby chair is a bad example. I don't know what you...
Kelly, you don't have babies.
Yeah.
You need a baby chair.
Example, like a...
You need
a
baby, to feed a motherfucker.
It's like a baby. What are your kids... What do you get your kids? A microphone. Example. You don't want to get me silly shit where I know I will not use it, you know? And I know it serves no purpose to me. So therefore... I'm giving you a list of things I feel. Example, friends who get there with nappies that are newborns, say 500. They grow out of those so quick.
They grow out so fast.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of need to be practical with your things, with how you want your things to be. So that is why I feel a gift registry important. But for you?
I'm in agreement with you to an extent.
What's your extent?
My extent being that I also know, I'm always for the other people that... cannot get to a baby CT
sure,
or whatever,
sure.
but who are also mothers and who found practical ways to bring up and raise up their kids using different methods. For example, there's this NutriBullet thing that everybody likes now.
What is that?
Yeah, you said a bullet and I was thinking
you
masturbation because that's the only bullet I had.
The bzzz.
The bullet.
No.
Tell me more. Nutri bullet.
Oh. It's actually just baby making city. Baby food.
Oh.
It's like making a smoothie. You make the baby food.
Oh, the bullet. Oh.
Yeah, we get your head out of the gutter.
Sure.
Out of the coochie. To be specific.
I mean, that's where they come from.
And for me, that thing for me personally is impractical. Because I can honestly just boil my baby's potatoes and mash it. Which is exactly...
But I'm trying to be fancy. Because I can afford a baby bullet.
Yeah, but I mean, my friends who can't afford a NutriBullet that I'm only going to use for less than a year. Because babies only eat soft food for like a certain time. Yeah. For me, I don't see how I could buy such an expensive thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
For you, how do you feel a gift registry is important?
In the same note, it's like,
what can people afford?
Yeah, what can people afford?
Yeah.
But also, there are things you know that you like specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know you've got the friends of that caliber who can afford the expensive things,
the caliber.
You know, and they can go for it and buy it.
Do you know what kind of person I also am? I'd be like, Kosti, what do you want me to buy for you?
Then do you not feel like she's a little bit too demanding when she then says
Gigu no
bar?
I say give me a top 3, top 5, give me a list, or in fact give us a wish list.
Fair. I've seen baby showers where there was like 5 bins, you know, those nappy bins.
Yeah, do you see?
And you're like, oh wow, you got a lot.
You see, I didn't have a registry for mine, and I didn't have 5 bins. I don't even think I had replicas for my gifts.
Girl, when were you pregnant? When did you
2017.
It's just the grace.
So my baby shower was when 2016.
Oh,
that's a long time.
You know, my baby shower was in
2017.
Was in 2014, and I still have baby fat. You know, the baby weight is still. Guys,
so that's no longer baby fat.
I still have it.
My baby is 6. What's that in months? Top five.
745 million, guys. Yeah. Thank
months.
You. It's been an awesome conversation.
It's 18 months old.
This is how we wrap it up. Plan a baby shower if you may. Plan a baby shower if you like.
Baby,
how is your baby shower? I mean, are you gonna plan baby showers from here on?
Yes, I am. I am. I had fun planning the last one. Absolute fun, absolute bliss. Definitely planning more.
As long as it's a drop and go. lockdown kind of ones. I'm for those ones.
Okay.
Get drop and go. So baby mama must sit there by the gate. We drop and go. I'm happy.
No, no, even throw petals. Be ready because I'm coming for you.
By the gate.
By the gate. Thank you guys.
Like, comment, and subscribe. This has been On The Table. We outie.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was cute. That was really
cute. That was so wholesome.
It was so nice. It was very girly. Snap it.
Oh, guys, what's the other one?
Next jacket. Girl, girl. Hey, you are winter girl.
Because I mean.